JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
That inflation read in Australia yesterday was a very, very good one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was. Hey, my son's at Glastonbury, apparently, so I'm going to hear all about it. Hey, yeah, not much happening in New Zealand yesterday. We had some good trade numbers, just confirming that strong environment for our exports and weak imports. So a good trade surplus. Yes, but across the Tasman, Mike, a good inflation number. It fell by more than expected across the ditch, so equaling the lowest rate in, I think, almost 4 years. Now, this is the monthly figure. It's not the more sort of important quarterly figure. So the monthly figure for May, released by Australian Bureau of Statistics. So May, 2.1% annual inflation, and in April that was at 2.4. So quite a material shift lower in inflation, well under market expectations of 2.3%. Now, the Reserve Bank of Australia, their preferred measure is what they call the trimmed mean measure, which smooths out volatile items, also fell 3.5-year low. That went to 2.4 from 2.8. So the interesting thing here, Mike, is that their sort of our inflation figure at the moment is moving in the other direction. So we're sort of looking at our inflation drifting back up towards 3%. That's falling over there. You got big falls in discretionary goods, things like garments, recreation. Fuel prices were lower. A couple of categories, they even saw deflation. Insurance prices are moderating. So it does point to downside risk in estimate forecasts for Q2 inflation. And what it does do, Mike, is it opens the door to a higher possibility of an interest rate cut to the RBA cash rate, sitting at 3.85%, a bit higher than ours. A number of the bigger banks now forecasting a rate cut in July. And the backdrop, I think, Mike, you might have been talking about this a few days ago. The economy over there starting to look a little bit weaker.
Exactly.
And we're sort of seeing that in demand as well. So their inflation falling while ours is sort of creeping up.
Now, zero, I still like to think of as New Zealand, but is it a bit far lap Pavlova, or are they still genuinely New Zealand?
I don't know. We could debate this one, couldn't we? I mean, it may not be listed on the index anymore. It decamped to the ASX back in 2018. But I still think we very much view Xero as being a New Zealand business. And big news out there for them yesterday. Key area of growth for Xero, obviously they dominate in New Zealand and Australia, and they've been trying to expand this global expansion. But the US market, very key. And they've even now got the CEO and other senior leadership people actually based up in California. Now, yesterday, they announced their intention to purchase a business called Melio Payments. Now, it's a Silicon Valley startup. It provides payment software to small businesses in food, beverage, construction industries. This is all about accelerating their growth into the US market. And the reason we're talking about this, Mike, it is a big deal. This is an audacious move. It is a $2.5 billion transaction. To do this, Xero is conducting a $2 billion institutional placement of shares over there. This is a very chunky placement. And bearing in mind, Melio, I think the business is only 7 years old, so being sold for $2.5 billion, it doesn't generate a profit. They're paying a multiple on revenue to buy this, so they've got to place 10.5 million new Xero shares out into the institutional market. That's around 7% of the shares on issue. They're doing it at a sort of a 9.4% discount to the closing price on June 24. That was 109. And lots of New Zealanders will still be Xero shareholders, Mike.
Yes.
That was $194. They're putting them out at 176. There's going to be a lot of focus on this because this is a big move. Hopefully it accelerates their expansion into the US. We'll watch this one with a great deal of interest.
I hope so too. And Virgin went well. I mentioned it briefly yesterday, but I assume they carried on yesterday. I mean, that went, all things considered, timing wise, not bad.
Yeah, well, you think about it. You launch your IPO, and then all of a sudden, airspace gets closed in the Middle East. And bearing in mind, these guys actually they fly up into that area, and all of a sudden, it's not the best way you want to have an IPO. But irrespective of that, there seems to be plenty of demand of trading. And $2.90 was the issue price. They're trading at $3.34 now, so investors still backing it. There was plenty of demand for the shares, so good on them.
Really. Yeah, exactly. You know? What are the numbers?
So it's fairly quiet in the US over the last 24 hours. The Dow Jones has weakened off a little bit. It's down 185 points, just over a 0.43% fall, 42,906. The S&P 500 barely moved. It's down 4.6087. And the NASDAQ slightly higher. It's up 0.16%. That's 32 points, 19,944. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 40 points, 8718. The Nikkei was up 0.39%, 38942 the close there. 1% rise in the Shanghai Composite overnight to 3455. Yeah, as I said, the Aussies yesterday, their market gained 4 points, 8559, and the NZX 50 lost 7 points, 12,460. Kiwi dollar back over 60 cents, 0.6029, 0.9271 against the Aussie, 0.5178 euro, 0.4418 against the pound, 87.67 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $3,328, and all quiet on the oil front, $68.14.
Nice stuff. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.